Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives Live with Ashley Burgess here at 570 KLIF. You can listen either on KLIF on the dial or on iHeartRadio app. Either way, you're listening live to The Real Deal. You know, tonight we've been talking about purpose, and we've been talking about how to find your true calling. And a lot of people would say, does that really exist? Do we all really have a true calling? Well, yeah, we do, and I'm not just being affirmative, Ashley. I'm being honest and upfront. We all have something that only we can do, that other people cannot do that well. And so being able to find that is really awesome because it helps us find our true calling. Right before the break, you know, I was talking about things to do, tips, people to avoid when you're trying to find your calling or you're trying to actually see if that calling sticks. You know, the first thing you want to avoid is anybody that has no direction. You know, you want to really kind of take those individuals out of your life or at least kind of put them on the back burner for right now because they're not going to enhance your life. They're actually going to come and hurt you because they don't have any direction. They don't believe they need direction. So if you're looking for direction and purpose, they're only going to be roadblocks for you. You know, second, you want to eliminate or move to the side anybody with a negative mindset. If you're trying to find your purpose, and purpose is a real positive thing, hanging out with negative Nancys isn't going to help you out. That's just going to put you down and make you feel bad about looking for something like that because they're going to think you're crazy. And you know what? They're going to wish that you were at the bar with them drinking. They're not going to understand what you're doing, and they're going to put down all your efforts and thwart them as much as they can. You know, thirdly, you want to avoid yourself and others that have addictive qualities. If you're around friends that are, you know, drinking a lot or doing drugs, what have you, it's probably not going to help you find that purpose you're looking for. That's going to be another thing to take you off target because there's always going to be a big, big party, a bigger, better deal that's around the block, that something's going on that you need to get up out of where you're working, where you're trying to really find soul searching, finding your purpose. It's always going to be something that's bigger and more fun to do, which just takes you off that trail and puts more and more days, if not years, between you finding that purpose and the day that you're at right now. So, we're talking more about purpose, but joining us here, we have a call here on line two. Looks like we have Bill out of Dallas. Bill, thanks for joining Perspectives here live with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great, Ashley. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Better that you called in. We've been talking about purpose, so you know, what are your thoughts on it tonight?
Well, you know, it's taken a while to figure this out, but what I have figured out is it's like you really kind of define what you want in life. And it's really good if you can kind of set your intention. And when you do that, you want to look for what you're looking for. You want to prepare for it. The main thing, I think, you should expect to get what you want in life. And I think once you start setting those sort of intentions in your life, they actually start coming to you. And so, I mean, if you want bad stuff to happen, yeah, bad stuff's going to happen. But if you want good stuff to happen, you start setting your mind that way. And I think you really kind of have to examine your thoughts and like consider your feelings. If you're not feeling good about something, you're probably not on your right path. And if something feels right and you really enjoy what you're doing, then those are things that you need. That's what you need to follow. And I think when you can do something like that, I think it's just kind of getting on your right path. And
let me ask you about, Bill, let me ask you about the intention idea. So you started talking about intention and
right.
Really preparing for it and expecting for it. You know, just basically like opening your mind kind of and accepting things to come about. Is that how you suggest doing that? Or?
Yeah, exactly. I think being open to it. And because sometimes things that you're looking for don't come straight at you. Sometimes they come in from the side. I mean that in a good way, that you know, you think you want something, but something else happens. Be open-minded that actually that might be the path, or it'll open up a door for you, so to speak, that you go, God, I didn't think about this. I wasn't even thinking about that. And then something opens up, and you kind of go into that door, and then that may lead to somewhere else. I think a lot of it is just being open-minded. I think a lot of us get real rigid in what we feel like we need in our lives. And I think we loosen up a little bit and be open-minded that sometimes things happen that we don't expect. Now, that's the fun part of it. So
I agree with that. I mean, I think, though, a lot of times it's really hard for some people to be, or they haven't equipped themselves to be very observant.
Well, that's true, and I think I think that's real important. I think we get tunnel vision, and in a city, and like here in Dallas, where we're stimulated by so much stuff going on, and like you said earlier, we're trying to keep up with this person, that person. Well, you're not following your path; you're following their paths, and And, you know, if you want to be a sheep, go do that. You know, otherwise, you know, start thinking for yourself a little bit.
I agree.
And stuff. And so, and that's kind of what you're trying to help people with right now. And yeah, I think it's cool. This is all good stuff. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm finding I'm doing, you know, it sounds crazy to some people, but I started meditating. And, boy, just relaxing the mind for 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, it's amazing how it clears it. And that is another good tool to start allowing things to come in and help you kind of figure out really what you want to do with your life. But right. There's, you know, just explore the tools that are out there to do these things with.
When you started doing your purpose, you know, your passion, was there like a light that went off, like, you know, like the bulb that goes off in your brain that you see kind of in cartoons? Did it kind of go off? Was it like one of those moments, you know, where you said, oh, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, exactly. And it usually happens when all of a sudden, you know, you kind of get you get a good rush off of it, like in a sense that you go, God, this is fun, or God, I really like this. And then that kind of triggers the mind and to start thinking, well, God, I may like to do that. You know, I never thought about doing this, but this is kind of fun. I wonder what it'd be like to go down this road. And that seems to be what happens. It's triggered when you feel good. I guess that's an emotional response to when you find you are sort of on your right path, is when that sort of stuff starts happening. And so that's one of my sort of markers of when I know I'm doing I'm on my purpose, on my right path, is when it feels right, sort of in my gut or in my heart.
That's awesome. I think that a lot of people, you know, when you do a job on a daily basis, and then when you do finally when you do find that passion, it's like, I think the work it might be harder, it might be more challenging, it might be more time consuming, but it doesn't feel that way.
Right. Well, you know how it is. I mean, if you're really doing something at work, and I know we all have jobs that sometimes are real tedious, but sometimes we get on a project that's actually kind of fun, and the day flies by. Well, when it's flying by, that means you're having fun. I mean, if it's just dragging on, that just, you know, that means that, you know, it's just tedium. But you know what? I think in those situations too, if you can just find the joy in different aspects of what you're doing, that can also, you know, kind of have, you know, make you have a better day.
That's awesome, Bill. I really appreciate you calling in, because all this stuff really rings true, and I think that our listeners can really, you know, get some ideas from that, you know, whether it's the meditation and the intention, as well as just finding those triggers that do make you happy and realizing that this is really what you want to do.
Well, I hope so. So anyway, I appreciate you bringing this stuff up, because it's sure, you know, we all need it, and I think it's fun for all to explore, and hopefully everybody finds their path. It makes the world a lot better place, a lot more fun to live in, that's for sure.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, I hope that you tune in next Sunday, Bill, as well, and listen to Perspectives. And we always like to hear your perspective. You got it going on.
All right. Well, thanks, Ashley. And I do listen. Love your show. And thanks for taking my call.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Bill. You have a good night.
All right. Take care.
You know, Bill brought up some really good points tonight, and I think that this is like something we really need to talk about here in this next segment for sure. But the idea of intention and preparing for it and expecting for it and also feeling good about what we're doing. I mean, are we feeling good? Are we, like, happy with what we're doing? Are we happy with our purpose? Are we happy with our life? And I think, you know, when things feel good and they really communicate to the brain that you're doing something that you love and that you're passionate about, it really does make things better. As well as when other people are doing their passion, you can really feel the passion around you, which is great because other people are doing what they got to do, and it really does make the world go around. And so let's go back real quick before we go to some of those steps here coming up in the next segment. Let's really talk about the things to avoid. You know, we've talked about the things that you want to do. You really want to have the intention. You really want to find and prepare for it. You want to open your mind for things. You want to, as Bill talked about, you know, meditation. And I'm not the meditational guru here, okay? I agree that meditation has its place. I'm not going to be able to train you in the time that we have left to meditate. There's meditation on different levels. There's active meditation. There's you know, still meditation. There's a lot of different concepts. I think there's about 950 different active meditations you can do, you know, which is basically running around in place. You're so tired that you tire the mind out. There's also, you know, sitting, quiet meditation. But, you know, you can look that up on Google and check that out, because there's all kinds of options with that. As well as just being open-minded. And he brought up a good comment about looking to the side. Things come at you not always right in front of you, even though we're accustomed to that. We're accustomed to seeing people and things come right up to you, and you see it, and you see it in your vision, and you say, okay, I want this, I don't want this. But sometimes opportunities come from the side, and it's only if you're really, truly observant that you're able to see that and it register. And, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that here in the next segment, because, you know, opportunity really comes from when you are observant. And a lot of times, you know, we might be going through a hard time or having a bad day or what have you, or just stressed out, and our observation ability is at an all-time low. Okay, but for the most part, we really got to work at keeping that open and realizing when there's a possibility or a door opening that can really help us define our purpose or to solidify our purpose or to gain more toward our purpose. So we'll be talking more about that here in the next segment. So keep it on 570 KLF, keep it on iHeartRadio app, and Perspectives with Ashley Burgess Live. We'll be back, and we'll be back in two shakes.